I'm delighted now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Lee Daniel. He's a cinematographer. He did the cinematography on the film Boyhood, which opens tonight at the CCA, and several other films by the same director, including Dazed and Confused, Slackers, Before Sunrise, Before Sunset. Welcome to the Radio Cafe and the Santa Fe Baking Company.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on your show.
So you've been working with Richard Linklater for a long time.
Yeah, our very first attempt there. It was 1989, summer of 89, we filmed Slacker in Austin.
And working together for all of these years, and then working on this film, Boyhood, which was filmed over the course of 12 years, was it?
Yeah.
What was that process like? I mean, for those who have not heard of the film yet, this is a film, it's a narrative film, fiction, but it has the same actors in it and is filmed over the course of 12 years, so you actually see the kids growing up and you see the parents getting older and all of that. What was that process like? You came together every year?
Yes. I mean, you see that characters getting older and you see the parents, of course, like you say, the characters getting older, and of course, we were getting older as well, so we got to see that transpire over a dozen years. It's kind of a, I guess you could call it a coming-of-age movie.
Yeah, for everybody involved. I mean, I can't help but think as I was watching it, I mean, how much of it was pre-planned, and then how much of it kind of evolved as the characters, as the actors themselves came into their own sense of personality.
Right. As a loose concept, Richard certainly had an outline in the beginning, for sure. He had to concentrate on that. There was no script. However, in the beginning, it really was sort of trial and error, you know. But as it evolved, you might conclude that as each successive year transpires, more and more of the actors, Eller Coltrane is the actor that plays Mason in the movie, more and more of him, his character, or his real life, is going to be infused into his character. And that's exactly what happened.
And so who this young actor became, I mean, it starts when he's six, and he's this beautiful, sweet child playing with bugs and staring at the sky and doing what six-year-olds do if they're lucky enough to have the chance to play outside and get dirty and all of that. But as he gets older and becomes the person who he is, Eller Coltrane, the actor, that was incorporated into the movie, into the story?
Well, like I said, there was no script, so you know, I think Rick's loose conception was that it was sort of based on his own experience growing up. Divorced parents, you know, kind of the sometimes dad, you know, the guy played by Ethan Hawke. So this was kind of reflective of Rick's real experience. The real magic happened when he found Eller. I mean, for 12 years, how can you imagine? I mean, is he going to be around then? You know, it's a gamble, really, you know, a risk to take.
You've got a six-year-old. Well, one of the characters, the Mason's sister, is played by the filmmaker's daughter, so you kind of probably can count on the fact that she's going to keep doing the project.
That's right, yeah. That was very smart of him, that he could know that at least, you know, she would be a stable, you know, character that would return every year.
And yet, when you started, did you think this whole thing really is going to come to fruition? It's just a gamble? Like, what was your attitude toward it?
Oh, no, I had every confidence that it would come to fruition. It's just the unknown, the big question mark is, you know. Rick doesn't, especially in the beginning, doesn't talk in very explicit terms of where this is going to go. In fact, he may not even know himself. But, you know, it's not even on paper, really. Before we shoot each year, you know, 3 or 4 days per year we film. So it all adds up to be about the length of a real feature-length film, or, you know, 35 days or something like that.
Now, if there's no script, how does the dialogue happen? Like, how does it get from somebody's head? I mean, what happens?
That's a real good question. As a cinematographer, it's only conjecture on my part, because, you know, it's all in Richard's head. You know, some years we didn't even have dialogue written, you know, usually you have at least what they call sides, which is just a few pages stapled together of the characters' lines. And some of the years that we didn't even have that. We just had, like, very loose descriptions of the action, what takes place.
And so then did the actors just improvise it as they were going along?
I don't think so. It may feel so that it's improvised, but his methods are very much they're very rehearsal intensive. Now he's really going for the grabbing to the, you know, the true essence of who that person is, and each actor, including Patricia Arquette, who plays the mother, Ethan, Lorelai, the daughter, he really works with them closely, and they bring what they bring personally in their own lives to their character. So that's sort of this sort of netherworld. We don't really know if they're truly acting or not, but it does sometimes feel improvised. But you know, the lines they have are usually scripted. They're just scripted on the spot.
They're scripted on the spot. Okay, so they're kind of developed in process on the spot as opposed to here are your lines, which is why I suppose it feels so real when you're watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you as a cinematographer can really like take an objective view of it since you worked with it for so long.
Right. I can relate because I'm also a documentary cameraman. I've done something like 30 documentaries, so I can appreciate that naturalism about it. And we went through this before on other films like Suburbia, you know, where we just want, Fast Food Nation, especially Fast Food Nation, it was sort of a, you know, some people kind of mistake it as a documentary because that's sort of the way we filmed it, all handheld. And
very interesting. Yeah. That was a great movie. I didn't know you worked on that one. That was amazing. It feels like a documentary not only because you see the actors getting older and it's the same people and it's not like you're watching the movie and it's like young Lee Daniel, adolescent Lee Daniel, older. It's one actor playing the part year after year. But it also feels like a documentary because there's no real big narrative arc and climactic catharsis and, you know, the whole thing comes to a head the way you have in movies. It's sort of much more like life. Like, things happen and there are little resolutions, but like life and kind of unlike art, you really don't know where it's going.
Mm-hmm. It truly is more about the banality of just everyday life, you know. But yeah, there's drama. You know, the dad gets drunk, throws a violent fit, you know, at the dinner table. You know, it's unpleasant, but like you say, story arc-wise, it doesn't lead to anything except the fact that the character, Mason, you know, hates this guy, you know, and he can't wait to turn 18 to get the heck out.
Right. It is striking as a movie because it does a lot, even though it doesn't tell some riveting story that you're really wondering how it's going to come out in the end and all of that, it gives you so many different things. And one of the things it gives you is kind of like the stages of childhood and adolescence and young adulthood, which in some ways, I suppose, are kind of universal. And in another way, it gives you such a portrait of America. You know, the way people treat children and the way they treat each other and the little coming-of-age rituals that people do in school.
Yeah, the suburban, the rituals, the dirt clod fights, you know, things like that. Going down to the creek, exploring, you know, catching catfish with your hands, you know.
And the way the kind of high school and middle school boys treat each other when they're all together with no parental supervision, which is kind of a painful yet familiar scene.
Yeah, that scene is really well exemplified in this in the scene where the boys are in this a house under construction. You know, that's their little, you know, de facto clubhouse that they found. You know, this is very much every boy's experienced that. I don't know about girls, but you know, you find if you live in the suburbs where a community's expanding, you know, you're always on that edge of, you know, farmland and then the expanding suburbs. And that's a very typical upbringing in America, that is.
In America, yeah. I mean, that's what this, if you want to know what this country is like for ordinary people, watch this film.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well put, yeah.
But what was it, so every year you came together, it must have been a little bit like a reunion after a while.
I guess, you know, the reunions to me are the ones that, well, you know, we get together after 10 years after a film has been out or something. But in this, it was sort of not a lot of fanfare it's just sort of a ritualized things like, well, you know, the producer will, you know, call and say, well, we're filming for these days, you know, September 11th through, you know, 14th, and you know, are you available? That kind of thing. It was just sort of It wasn't like a reunion. It was sort of like, okay, we're going back to work, you know.
And everybody show up and everybody do their thing, and then you'd go away for another year.
Yeah, and we all have our own, you know, we're all so professionals. We go on to other work.
And the kids were in school.
Yeah. That was the hard thing to do is just, it, you know, in my opinion, it would have been really nice to have the same crew every year. But that's, you know, you're having to deal with other people's, you know, schedules and, you know, because it was really a fit like a family. But, the, you know, the continuum, like the most consistent part, obviously, was the director, the actors. And I think the only other person was the producer that was there every year.
Now, did the technology that you were using change? I mean, were there things that you had to do to keep the look of the film consistent from beginning to end?
Yeah, good question. The technology was changing rapidly right before our eyes, our transfer to digital, and this, you know, so-called prosumer world where, you know, anybody can make a movie. But we just, on the onset, we decided that we'd make, for consistency's sake, you know, we chose the same film stock. We, you know, had talks with the Eastman Kodak people, you know, like how can we be assured that this particular film stock will be around in 12 years. As it turns out, it wasn't, but they found it, you know, but they developed a different one that was similar, and that's all correctable in, you know, not to get too technical, in the post-production aspect of things, you can sort of match it, but we chose to shoot on 35 millimeter, knowing that, you know, by the time we were finished, you could have easily done this movie, you know, on a digital high-def camera.
For probably less money.
For less money, for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
The film stock is very expensive. So, yeah, we chose to use kind of basically the same camera and same type of lenses and film stock. So that was all done in pre-production. I, you know, we did some tests and just to make sure it would, you know, 12 years from now, we're going to get the same look.
So how much did you shoot each time? Was it a pretty efficient thing? Was there a lot of editing each year? Was all the editing left till the very end, you know, at the end of the 12 years?
No, all the editing wasn't done till the end. Probably the first 3 years went by with very little editing. And then after year two or three or four, they started making rough assemblies. I thought it was very efficiently done. It would range between 3 and 5 days per year. And Richard tends to overshoot a little bit, which is great, because, you know, he'll try avenues that that may or may not work. So we're lucky enough each year to, you know, shoot an extra scene or two that probably, in all likelihood, won't make it in the movie, because I think it's a two-hour film, and it could.
It's almost 3 hours. It's like 2 hours 45 minutes. It's really long, but it
That's
goes
what I meant,
by
three
like
hour.
That.
Yeah, it goes by quick. It really does. It seems like an hour and a half or two, but it's actually closer to three. But it could have easily been, you know, a five-hour film with all the material that he filmed. Yeah.
Now, what's it like for you, and what's it like for the cast and crew now that it's all over?
Wait and see what the box office brings, and, you know, see what type of accolades. I haven't been keeping up too closely with it, but you know, I don't know. I just keep hearing, you know, Oscar buzz and stuff like that. But, you know, they have been that. I say they, Richard and Ethan, have been in that, you know, in that sphere before with, you know, Oscar nominations for, you know, Before Sunset. And he did win the, I guess it's the, is it the Golden Bear? Silver Bear for Best Director in Berlin.
Okay.
So he's been receiving awards so far. So it's just wait and see. And, you know, it may be one of those releases that goes, you know, this is kind of a real word of mouth type of movie. I think it'll, you know, IFC Films is pretty small. And as I understand, this has so far been their third highest-grossing film that they've released, and, you know, we're right in the middle of the release, so it looks like it may have, you know, legs, as they say, if the, you know, word of mouth continues as it is.
The film Boyhood stars Eller Coltrane, Lorelei Linklater. It's made by Richard Linklater, and also Patricia Arquette and Ethan Hawke play the parents. Lee Daniel is the cinematographer, and you were here last night for the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival screening of this film. Didn't get you on the air in time for that, but the regular opening is at the Center for Contemporary Arts, and that opens tonight, and the film will run as long as people want to keep seeing it.
Great.
Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having me on.